You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Terrence Houston, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program by the Ecological Society of America, where we interview scientists involved in public policy. Today, I'll be interviewing Jill Barron on her tenure as president of the Ecological Society of America.
Please give us a summary of the type of work you do as part of the United States Geological Survey Fort Collins Science Center.
I'm an ecosystem ecologist. I study the interactions of carbon and nitrogen, the effects of interacting global changes such as climate and atmospheric nitrogen deposition on mountain ecosystems. That includes terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems. It includes the hydrosphere. It includes vegetation and soils. So I am a Jill of all trades.
How did you begin your involvement with the Ecological Society of America? What led you to become interested in serving as the Society's president? Yeah.
So my very first ESA meeting was 1984 in Fargo, if I'm correct. It was certainly Fargo. And I was a graduate student, and I remember going and just being so excited about the science that I heard there. And being a civil servant, which I was back then, even then, it occurred to me that I should be volunteering to help with that, because what better way to learn more ecology and get involved than to volunteer? In 1995 mm-hmm. and 96, mm-hmm. maybe 96 and 97, I was also asked to serve as program chair. So I organized the Ecological Society meetings for Snowbird, Utah, and Providence, Rhode Island. So I served on various committees over the years. I was fortunate to be a member at large. Then I was ESA secretary and eventually was asked to run for president.
When you assumed the ESA presidency, what goals did you have for your year-long term? Were there certain ESA initiatives that you wanted to see advanced, and do you think these objectives came to fruition?
Terry Chapin and Mary Powers started the Earth Stewardship Initiative. And when I was president-elect, Terry had long conversations with me about the value of continuing Earth stewardship. And I was in a long line. Scott Collins and also Stuart Pickett kept it going. And I was given the perfect opportunity to advance the Earth Stewardship Initiative by starting these demonstration projects, which are now in their second year at the annual meeting. So my goal going in was to advance Earth stewardship. I think we've succeeded in many ways. There's certainly, it's an ongoing responsibility for ESA, and I hope that we continue to make that an important emphasis. My goals changed over the course of the year, but Earth stewardship was important going in.
Okay. Towards the end of your tenure as ESA president, you gave a State of the Society address. Could you elaborate on the key points of your address and noteworthy actions that happened during your tenure as president?
So we did actually engage in this Earth Stewardship Initiative. We worked with Alex Felsen at Yale, who developed a very active, interactive program for the Sacramento meeting that involved practitioners from the American rivers and surrounding regions. There were lots of activities both outside of the convention center and inside, an entire week's worth of intense engagement of landscape architects, urban planners, and ecologists, and students, especially students, learning how you can put ecology to use in an urban planning and restoration context, working right there on the landscape and doing it with practitioners there. So that was a huge success. It fit into this idea that we as ecologists have to practice our science by engaging with communities that need this information. So it fits also with an initiative that ESA headquarters has started, working with businesses, where we try to have businesses with sustainability offices come and talk to us. As ecology matures, there are numbers of great ecology students coming out of the pipeline. There are a fixed number of academic positions. There's a dwindling number of federal civil service positions like my own, but probably a growing need for people with ecological background to inform and work on sustainability issues with corporations. So we have been trying to move that forward. There's still, again, a long way to go, but showing ecologists that there's career opportunities in making a difference in the corporate world, showing corporations that there's a need for this kind of knowledge as they move towards sustainability, that's an important emphasis going forward.
What was the impetus for your session on business and industry? How do these respective communities benefit from collaborating from your perspective? And what would you like to see moving forward?
I think that there's great opportunity to be working closer with business and industry. They are the people who use the resources, who mine the resources, who recycle the resources. So we should probably be much closer involved with how they interact with landscapes and natural resources in order to help them minimize the impact that they have on the environment. We have, in this country, wonderful environmental regulations, and those are incredibly important to maintain. But in order to actually move sustainability activities forward, I think we have to increasingly engage with corporations and businesses, not just with government.
What advice would you give to your successors about the role of ESA president?
ESA president is at best guiding a very large and very capable ship. So we have amazing staff who manage the day-to-day affairs of this large and incredibly effective professional society. A president comes in for 3 years at best and makes a little bit of a dent and maybe a little bit of shift in direction. But by and large, it's supporting the staff to continue to do the right work that we all agree has to be done. We're in a time of tremendous transition right now with the change in our journals, and I think that we're going to see lots of changes also in other aspects of ESA. And the governing board and the president especially has a say in how that moves, but also keeping us successful and optimistic, because I think we have tremendous opportunity in this time of transition in order to make ecology even more vital to society than it already is, both through our education, through our public affairs, through our outreach to corporations, through our science and our journals. I think that's what we do best, and I think our presidents in the future, who will be great, are going to continue to make sure that those are the things we excel in.
And that was Jill Barron, past president of the Ecological Society of America. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time on The Ecologist Goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.